So we're holding here in the middle of Vayelech Ishmael Beis Levi, and the it said over here that there was we saw before he explained the that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Madrega that was Nivdal from Kal Yisrael and so on. Vayelech Ishmael Beis Levi. So he asks a simple question. The Nevuah should be through Aaron instead of Miriam. I think we might have touched on it last time. So he says over here, he is sold that a Nevuah, a Navi can't say Nevuah about himself. It's almost as if the Koach HaDibur is there in order to reflect upon, a Koach HaDibur is the Koach of communicating that which you have to somebody else. So there has to be a somebody else in the puzzle. A Navi is a Medaber. The Moshe, the Rambam says, that it says Vayatzev Hashem Elibo. Whenever it says Vayatzev Hashem Elibo, what does that mean? So the Maral, so the Rambam says, just like if somebody is sad internally because he has nobody to share it with, so too when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not told a Navi, that's when it's called Elibo. It's kilo has not been communicated anywhere. When something is communicated, at that point, it's called a Dvar Hashem, and at that point, it's Nevuah. So Moshe talking to himself was not Nevuah, and Aaron, since he actually is called the Peh of Moshe, also cannot talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam, however, Lemaisa says that Nevuah is a Madrega that is given many times for one's own enlightenment. The Rambam says this by the difference between the voice that a dove of toiv could become niskayim or not niskayim depends on whether it's for a tzibur or not. So I don't know if it's a machlokas. I don't know what the pshat is. I want to add one more point to this maral over here. Tachlis. I mean, call it a Nevuah, call it whatever you want. He could have told Moshe Rabbeinu. He could have. I mean, it's not that he can't say it. It's just that it doesn't have a Shem Nevuah. So l'may naf yamina. So I think the pshat is like this. It says, l'moshel the Ramban says that a Nevuah that has a pa'ula done with it must be miskayim in b'chol oifin. The reason is as follows. Everything, as it moves from the abstract to the concrete, two things happen. It becomes more concrete, that's by definition like that. And two, it also has less and less possibilities of manifesting itself. L'moshel, if a person has an equation, an equation x squared equals y can mean many things. It can mean many, many things. As you draw a picture, a graph, it begins to reflect something. And when it takes on a final form, you're talking about a very, very specific form. So as you move from abstract to concrete, you there's less and less possibility of it changing. So the Ramban says, once a Navi has done a pa'ula, once a Navi does a maisa, that means it has crossed from the abstract to the concrete. Let's give a simple muscle. Imagine a teacher, a class acts up, they did wrong, and the teacher says, okay, I am going to punish the class. So that statement can have many different ways in which it'll express itself. Let's say he wants to be more specific, and he says, because you've been rowdy at the ball field, I will punish you in something in the realm of sports. So now we have more specific, less possibilities. If he says it's going to be the baseball game next week that you're not going to attend, then we have a very specific version of it. So when a Navi does a pu'ula, and that's what Ramban explains, ma'isa of a similar banim, it's now become part of a physical world, and therefore it doesn't change. One step above that is when machshava becomes dibur. When something is called machshava, it's not yet as solid as when it's dibur. Once something is dibur, so lemashal, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, l'toiva, it does not change because it's already become a mimer, a dibur. So long as the madrega of that dibur is machshava, it can change. Once it becomes dibur, that's the hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change. It would not have become dibur had Aaron said it and instead of Miriam, because since Aaron is the tachlis equivalent to Moshe, part of Moshe, one and the same, that would have been a sort of it would not have counted as a dibur. Dibur is when something has become a common understanding, common knowledge. That's dibur. By the way, let's just explain the chat behind it. If let's say I have feelings, I have feelings. I feel very happy. I feel very sad, or bewildered, whatever. Those feelings are uniquely mine, and no one else has those feelings, or can have them when they're at the stage of the machshava. When I say words that mean the same to me and to you, so two things happen. First of all, it's not quite what I felt. It's never quite what I felt because it's become just one concrete version of it. And it's now common knowledge. It's now me and you both know how I feel. So dibur always is a concretization of something, and that's why it allows itself to be shared, but it also reduces, nobody, when a person has feelings, deep feelings, no one ever felt that he expressed exactly what he meant. But on the other hand, if you don't express what you mean, if you're like a teenager where you use the word like, it doesn't really, I mean, you may feel that you're expressing yourself, but you don't share what you're feeling with anybody else. So Lemaisa, the nevuah, that it was important that this nevuah become a fait accompli, that it become a davash or mamish, and that's why it needed to have a darg of nevuah, a shem nevuah, and you were mishatev everyone. Olafikach lo ya'ar mistab aleres and moshim mistab al atzmoi. She'im moishu le'ar u'shneim nechshu ke'achas begul azayis. Lefikach es nevuah le'miriam v'lo la'ar. Okay, so that is one. Secondly, the efshim shum she'arne yipachas mishal shanim. So there was a lack of being makir as boyrei. I want to add something to this also. The shalosh shanim of being makir as boyrei. So the pashto pshat is he wasn't bright enough, wasn't smart enough. There's a certain level of das understanding. I mean, today, the age of understanding is way beyond three. I don't know what it was then, but we don't have any real halachic part of we don't have any halachic equivalent of das for 3-year-old. 3-year-old pashtus is an age of sort of moving away somewhere from parent. It's somewhere becoming less of a tolu, less of a tafli, tolu in someone else, and becoming more your own. I'd like to say something. It's a bit of a chiddush, but I think it might be true. When we talk about the makas boyer, let's give an example. A child, a baby, does he know his parents? Does he understand his parents? Is he aware of his parents? The answer is, it's almost a yada arichta. When a baby is a baby, the mother is almost just another hand that he has. Give me this, give me that, give me the other thing. It's almost part of himself. We may say that he is so connected to his parents that there is no sense of self where I could say I am conscious of. To be conscious of means I'm the other, and I'm conscious of the other as an other. A very possible young child, forgetting about the fact of the brain, of how much he understands, it's not other, it's me. You need, same thing is true about your brain. Hikir as boiroi requires a certain pulling away, becoming enough self-aware that one can now see the Rebbeinu Shalom as some other that I'm being makir. It could be that's by Avraham Avinu says Shalosh Shalom Hikir and so on. It could be it's not only a darga of how intelligent you are, because I don't know how to measure it. Today a 3-year-old is ludicrous that he understands anything. A 13-year-old is ludicrous and understands anything, and maybe a 30-year-old. So the just giving that number, it could be it's a certain stage of when you break away from something, you can now look and see. It's just like, when children get married, they can, and they live in their own world, they can now look at their parents as others. For a lot of people, it's the first time they understand something about their parents. They're aware of their parents. Okay, next piece.
Just two questions?
Yes.
One is, if a dibur comes lara, that's also concretized. So why can that, a dibur of Hashem lara, a nevuah lara?
So the Malbum explains that the dibur of ra is never ever a metzias unto itself. The difference between a dibur tov and dibur ra is dibur tov represents the atzmis of Hashem who wants. So when Hashem says, "I want to be mative to you," that's a metzias. Dibur ra is always as if it says, "I want to apply pressure so that you will do what's right," like by Nineveh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to destroy Nineveh. He wanted Nineveh to do what's right. Destruction was never more than a means. Potential destruction was never more than a means to have that happen. That's how he explains it. And I think that would be true here also.
Also, Moshe Rabbeinu had a nevuah in himself, right? When he was writing about his Nisa. No?
When he what? I'm sorry?
When he was writing about his own death.
Yes, so whatever that is, it's called. I mean, Chazal say it's different. He wrote it bedema, which means dema means the Goyen says not understanding. However, that is it was of a different type of nevuah. I mean, Chazal say he could not have written it. As such, and therefore, it's a different type of nevuah. However, we'll understand it. Dichtav bedema, whatever that means. Okay, v'darsha shashiva period. So it says that is a shiva b'period, and aron amiyah meraktiv afneim, and so on. V'yeshla t'mua, ma bol hashmina b'zeh shashiva period, v'asem ha'isei kuchim. What exactly is that telling us? I want to explain something here. People, when they speak about Chazal being literal, not literal, and so on, so let's forget about whether it happened the way it describes it, or it simply means the Pnimius Inyan. Even if a person will take every Chazal like these as literal, the question is still, what's the point of it? Chazal didn't tell us what they served at the Chasnef. There was a smorg before the banquet. Who said drushes? Who was Masada Kedushin? Who had Iksuba? I mean, if you wanna entertain people with stories, I could do a much better job of it. We could wax about. I've heard Magidim. This would be a 45-minute presentation of who sang at the band and what the gunim sang. I mean, these stories, let's say this, because I've had them. I always say, look at the Torah. The Torah deals with thousands of years of history, and you get 24 stories. So if every story doesn't count for, in all its detail, does not count for the every word doesn't count for something, then the person who wrote it is nothing, nobody. A good novelist, in Umos Ha'olam, when you write a novel, you don't have scenes unless they contribute something. I mean, it means that everything that the person writes about has some sort of add something, brings out a point. So we have a chazal like this, and to say it over and it not mean anything. You know, the oimik that the moral, whoever, whatever oimik you want to put in is fine, as long as there's chachm in it. Whether it's just that or it happened kipshuta and this is what it means is irrelevant. But to just take this chazal and especially when you repeat this to a kid, so you're emphasizing the entertainment value of it. You're not emphasizing the chachma. I mean, what do you mean? They picked, there's so much we don't know about 200 years worth of concentration camps. We have kulz, we have chazal here. So every chazal counts for ideas that are fundamental, you know, are the most fundamental. So he says, what does it mean? What does this mean? And so they made a chasna and they sang and they danced in front of him and everybody was very, very happy. So he says, "Omnam davaze in amik ki hoya davaze lasis lekuchim chadoshim mitnei shechazol liyos naira kinefarish." It was a new wedding. It says she became a naira again. She became a new person, and it became a new wedding. Vayaroya she oisem maisekum chadoshim vachazios nar ki kashataskel tovin chazos nevesher lichevet. You'll understand why was it that Chazon Urel? Ki kasha yoldas mechavina sholom shal kol b'nadim b'mayla ki dechsev olay kom nabi ki Moshe oid u'maylas Moshe u'me'olom ha'elyon ashe mimenu mischadesh ha'koyl lekach kasha lokcha hoya kan likuchim chadoshim v'chazon liyos naira she mischadesh ha'koyl b'kochoy simayla yoyna v'ze modia lanu maylas mechavina sholom. So it all explains like this. It says, "Enkel chodesh tachas hashemesh." Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there is nothing new created in the world. Everything in the world is recycles. The great recycler on top recycles everything. That's the ecology of the world. There was HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke once, and that was it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke a second time in Sinai, and he was mechadish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a whole new Torah that wasn't really part of Reishis. Reishis was waiting, was you know, Tolei V'Omeid, but it wasn't there. Hirsch writes very powerfully, beautifully, that God spoke twice, once at Reishis and once at Sinai. Once through the Bria and once through the Aseres HaDibros. But now, any other time HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, we have a klal, a novi rashoy lechadesh dava. There never ever will be again a new, it's anything new from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the purpose of all the Nevi'im? Besides the Musa and the Divrei Techacha, it is to express the Dvar Hashem in many, many different languages. That's why no two Nevi'im are menabim b'signin echad. So each Navi, the koyach of Navi is a koyach of Dibur, and each one has his own Dibur, each one's own person, and each one gives over the Dvar Hashem with its own knetch. The way, today that we don't have Nevuah, we have Divrei Torah. So all the different Shitas, Drachim, if Sfarim, etc., are all there to give over the Dvar Hashem in every with every knetch that it could be expressed in every language. I mean, language more than the technical language of English, French. I mean, the way it's expressed. So no Navi has any real Chiddush. Every Navi is just another revealing, another facet of Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is the only one that can be Mechadish. A Navi is not true. Moshe Rabbeinu's Maila is that he brought in something new to this world that did not pre-exist. And therefore, he came from a new Mokor. He opened up a Mokor. There's a, the words that he uses here, Olam Elyon, Olam Tachton, it's almost as if, imagine, just to use it as a marshal, there's a person who has a chocolate shop. So he imports big blocks of chocolate from, I don't know, Ghana or someplace or other, wherever they have chocolate. And then he sits and makes different confections out of it, you know, this pitchka, that pitchka, the other one. But there's a clear divide. He can't, there's no more chocolate than whatever comes from there. But there is an almost infinite variety of different ways of what you do with it. So the there's an Olam HaElyon, and that is where things come from. And the only one who had a faucet to that Olam HaElyon is Moshe. And to that, that's all called Chiddush Ta'as. Those are things that have not existed in this world yet, and they come into our world, and they become part of this world. So everything opened up new. Her Yocheved's giving birth to Moshe Rabbeinu was not a hemshich of the birthing process of all the doors till now. It was a new person, a new leida, and b'meila new lekuchen. Everything here was chiddush because it was something new. It's especially even every birth Chazal call Mekor Yisrael. The source, a makor, is something that is, you know, comes keila from no place. So this was the ultimate in that. V'zeh modiyah lo namayla sashen al sholom l'kach ha-shalida esmoyish ha-chozes naira. Devin Ezra, famous Devin Ezra, asks a question here. But Ezra hikshav pirush ha-chumash ha-bidvarim pirush ha-chom ha-chash v'yigash. V'yikah kushyosu ez al-divach ha-chomim shem hoi ha-do v'kach she-yolda esmoyish ha-beinu al-sholom. Everything about Klal Yisrael's childbearing was unnatural, unusual, and so on. Then this was also like that. So very famous. This is the Ramban, you know, really that's loose on Ebenezer and so on. That's a very famous Achleikus. I wanted to add a Nakuda, I guess it's Kodesh Adatay, so we're sort of heading on Purim. You know, the Mizmer for Purim is Alayelos Hashacha, and the Chazal say a mashal that just like it is the darkest right before Shacha, so too over here also. So, you know, there are many different ways of understanding it, but I'd like to give a page compatible with this. Really, in a certain sense, Nevuah had, the world that was had ceased, and Torah Shebiksav was just about ready to shut down. Chazal did not want to accept this. The first bias was Chariv. This was after the first bias was Chariv. So any events that had happened from Yetzias Mitzrayim going forward are all a Hishtal Shalos, they're all a Hemshech of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is something that is a chiddush, is chatshus. It's something that sort of, it's a new light. It wasn't the Maral calls it Sefer Chodesh on it. It was something that was not continuous. What had been destroyed, and there wasn't, and that was it. So of all the Nisim, what's striking about Shachar is the light of Shachar is the weakest light. But what's striking about it is it comes when the other light, when it had been dark. You know, the reason why it's darkest right before Shachar is because Shachar is a new day. And that's why, you know, when Mespal Or Chodesh Al Tzion Toyer, even though it's Machlokes Shoshanim, whether or not you should say it, but Or Chodesh Al Tzion Toyer is the place in the Bria that we see that there's Chidush in Ha'ara is a Mechadesh Duba Hoyim Tomi. That's where we see that in the Bria itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a remez that is Makom Chiddush. So the Chiddush of that oyer of morning oyer is sort of, that's the hallmark of the nes of her. Okay, any points? So next week, I hope I'm going to, this week I'm doing the Bechinas for the Mir. I'm going up to New York. I hope I'll be back. Either or, I'll either be back here already, hopefully Be'ez Hashem, or I'll still be there and I could probably do it also from New York. But whatever it is, Yaakov will send that email, whatever it is. Any questions? Any points? Anything?
I don't fully understand the terrors that the Maral gave. Meaning, isn't it two very different types of nisim, the shishim bekeres sefet, or for a very old woman to give birth? Like, isn't there some idea that a nes has to be somewhat b'derech hateva? Or,
well, hard to know which is more b'derech hateva. You know, a woman being young is something that was. A woman giving birth to that amount of kids is not. But whatever it is, he says it's part. It's not a particular nes. It's a branch of the nes of wanting to increase Kal Yisrael. Sari Meinu, it's the goddess of Sari Meinu. She was the only one and the only example, so on and so forth. The nes of over here was part of a bigger picture of many ways in which Kal Yisrael was this rabbit. That's the... Okay, good.
Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.